bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding our look at the topic, adultery. I've spent the week discussing the many warnings of the book of Proverbs against the sin of adultery. Today I'd like to turn the subject around and talk about the need for faithfulness in marriage. This also is poetically pictured in the book of Proverbs. In chapter 5, verses 15 through 18, Solomon urges the young man to drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. The waters here represent the man's physical union with his wife, and the rivers of waters symbolize the results of this union, the children whom God graciously gives to bless the home. From the fountainhead of the parents' procreative powers, the children spring as flowing waters. They stream forth to be joined with the flowing waters of other marriage unions, thus forming new rivers that repeat the propagation cycle over again. In order to maintain this ideal, the man and his wife must maintain a standard of sexual purity. The children should be his alone, not those fathered by some unknown individual. To this end, then, both of the partners in the marriage union must avoid the sin of adultery. We reserve ourselves for our marriage partner, and in so doing, place ourselves in a position where God can bless the marriage. From the man's standpoint, a wife is a possession that has great value connected with it. Proverbs 18:22 says that the man who finds a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Proverbs 19:14 gives a parallel thought by saying that a house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. An excellent wife is one of the highest gifts that God can give a man. The man should recognize this gift by maintaining a faithful relationship with his wife. Normally, a woman will respond to her husband's love by becoming even more attractive in her attitude. Through his faithfulness, then, the man takes steps to make his marriage even more of a personal blessing. Finally, the marriage bond involves a sacred covenant with God. Proverbs 2:17 speaks of the woman who forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. I spoke of this verse earlier this week in connection with the woman's unfaithful character, but the same principle applies equally to the man. The union of a husband and a wife involves a solemn covenant, sanctioned and sealed by God himself. This is why Malachi 2:14 refers to the Lord as a witness between thee and the wife of thy youth. God is present at the marriage ceremony of his children, just as much as the natural father and mother would be present. The marriage vows and marriage prayer are spoken in his presence. To enter into such a sacred agreement, and then to treat the relationship lightly by participating in an adulterous relationship with some woman besides your wife, must break a man's fellowship with God. It is far better to be faithful and to enjoy God's blessings for eternity than to give place to sin and to suffer the results of his judgment. Once again, I'd like to urge those Christian men who are listening today to rededicate themselves to faithfulness in their marriage. As you show your love to your wife, as you seek God's continuing favor upon your home, you'll experience the fullness of his blessings in your marriage.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.